USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Football season is officially over. The New England Patriots have won Super Bowl 53. The final score was 13-3 against the Los Angeles Rams. That makes it the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. The lowest scoring Super Bowl before that was Super Bowl VII, when the Miami Dolphins beat the Washington Redskins 14-7 in 1973. The Patriots scored first with a 42-yard field goal early in the second quarter. The third quarter ended with a 3-3 tie, and that was the first time no touchdowns had been scored through three quarters in Super Bowl history. The first touchdown came within 7 minutes to go in the fourth. This was the sixth time the Patriots have won the Super Bowl. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
President Trump tells CBS News, with critical negotiations underway on Capitol Hill, he's not ruling out a second government shutdown to secure border wall funds.
I don't take anything off the table. I don't like to take things off the table. It's that alternative. It's national emergency. It's other things. And, you know, there have been plenty national emergencies called. And this really is an invasion of our country.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon says thousands more U.S. troops are being deployed to support the Border Patrol. The National Highway Safety Administration has a warning that Super Bowl Sunday is one of the most popular drinking days across the nation. John Clemens reports.
That warning comes with a reminder that one American is killed in a drunk driving crash every 51 minutes. The NHTSA reports Super Bowl Sunday should be a festive time, but if it involves alcohol, make plans for a sober ride home. You should also make sure your designated driver is actually sober.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump weighs in again on the issue of kneeling during the anthem. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
In an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, President Trump says he hasn't changed his mind about NFL players kneeling in protest during the national anthem.
I think that when you want to protest, I think that's great, but I don't think you do it at the sake of our flag, at the sake of our national anthem.
The Super Bowl, one of the few live events people still love to watch of the 10 highest rated TV programs in U.S. history. 9 were Super Bowls. 1 was the finale of MASH.
The Super Bowl isn't the only NFL news this weekend. USA's Chris Barnes has details on some honors and awards.
Voted Saturday into the Pro Football Hall of Fame were former NFL stars Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, Ed Reed, and Ty Law, among a few others. Meanwhile, current Eagles defensive end Chris Long has won the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award in front of his peers at the 2019 NFL Honors in Atlanta. Current KC Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes' breathtaking breakthrough season earned him the NFL's Most Valuable Player Award and also the Associated Press 2018 Offensive Player of the Year. And Colts quarterback Andrew Luck was chosen Comeback Player of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.